For Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, the Eugene Public Library is hosting a collaborative art installation called 1,000 Hopes. KLCC's Aubrey Bulkley reports on the connections between this project, current events, and history.
Sarah Mira Zolbrod drew on her experiences as an Asian Jewish American to create the 1,000 Hopes community art installation.
I remember tying a long white piece of paper onto a tree that had thousands of other pieces of paper on it.
As a child, Zolbrod thought this was a wishing tree. She has since learned it is a tradition called omikuji, where people can pay for a range of fortunes, and all the fortunes tied together get amplified.
I'm not necessarily trying to be true to the tradition because I've changed some things. Inviting the Eugene community to either share a hope or a wish or a dream or a prayer or a sorrow.
Zolbrod was already thinking about the project when the Atlanta shootings occurred. 6 women of Asian heritage at 2 spas were killed.
I realized that this could also take the form of a way to memorialize loved ones that we've lost or try to speak up against those sorrows or those oppressions.
Zolbrod plans to add the names of the Atlanta shooting victims to the fence. She will also add the names of Lane County residents taken to Japanese concentration camps during World War II. Amy Yogi, co-president of the Japanese American Association of Lane County, has researched the local impact of the Japanese internment. Of the 23 Japanese American students attending the University of Oregon at the time, 3 were Lane County residents.
20 students went, joined their families, and our 3 students were assigned to concentration camps.
Yogi was only able to find a record for Woodrow Ichihashi, who was incarcerated at Tule Lake in southwest Oregon. Colleges on the West Coast joined together to find inland universities to take their Japanese American students so they could continue their studies.
By September 1943, they had placed 5,500 students into 529 colleges and universities.
Aspects of this history are reflected in Zolbrod's experience. Her mother was born in Japan and her father is Jewish American. Growing up, she lived in both Canada and Japan.
Probably with my upbringing, always been sensitive to the outsider experience. I was pointed out as being an outsider a couple times as a child. I think the gift of that was that I try to be an inclusive person.
More than 1,000 wishes written by local elementary school kids will be hung on the fence at the library.
I hope this art installation is a welcoming activity.
Community members can add their wishes, hopes, dreams, and sorrows 24 hours a day through the end of May. Aubrey Bulkley, KLCC News.